Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Political analyst Sarah Isker is joining us this morning. And Sarah, I want to start with primary part one here in New York. Just coming off that last night, Kathy Hochul and Lee Zeldin winning their respective primaries for governor of New York. Now it's on to November for the two of them. What do you think of Zeldin's chances of an upset?
No question that Zeldin comes in as the underdog. This is New York State, after all. But if there was ever a year that Lee Zeldin could do it, this is probably it. Very low satisfaction with Joe Biden, with the Democratic Party, and plus the Democratic Party in New York, sort of real controversy after controversy. I will say that some silver lining for Democrats is just the percentage by which Kathy Hochul won, looking much stronger than I think people expected going into this. On the other hand, she certainly would have preferred to face an Andrew Giuliani or some of the other competitors. Lee Zeldin, the more moderate Republican who could actually get real support in New York.
You know, we were talking with another analyst earlier this morning, just wondering how a Republican ever won the governorship in New York State. It wasn't really all that long ago. And, I was thinking of some of the things that we heard last night. You had Kathy Hochul saying, we can't let the far right take over. And Lee Zeldin saying, we have to save our state from the far left. And it seems like whether we're talking about the governor's race here in New York, any national race, the two candidates are painted as like polar opposites almost every single time. When, I'm thinking to like Bush Gore running for the president, and the majority of Americans leading up to that race were like, whatever, they're basically the same guy.
I mean, there's really something to that. You know, in Illinois, they actually saw the opposite outcome last night in some ways. Their, billion-dollar Democratic candidate won the primary, but Democrats actually poured millions into electing the more extreme Republican. So the more business-friendly moderate who had a chance of winning statewide did not make it through that Republican primary. That's what didn't happen in New York. And so you ask, how can a Republican ever win the state? The answer is, you need the wind in your sails, which they will have this year. And then you also have to put together a coalition that's a little bit different than the normal Republican coalition. But it's interesting. We've seen some weird, unusual numbers coming out of some of these elections, drop off in the Latino vote, including in places like Wisconsin for Democrats, where non-college educated Latino voters starting to vote far more like white counterparts. And then the Asian vote in California, for instance, turning away from Democrats. And even in New York, we've seen that in the mayor's race, where Asian-dominant boroughs voting for New York City mayor dropped off substantially from where they had been in 2016, for instance, for Hillary Clinton. That's how Lee Zeldin can win. Can he actually put that coalition together? Well, we'll see.
All right. Following the Supreme Court ruling late last week, overturning Roe, there's going to be a patchwork of abortion access in this country. What do you think this country will look like a few years from now?
That's such an interesting question, because in some ways you want to look to Europe, for instance. They didn't have a Roe v. Wade in 1973, and so their abortion laws continue to evolve and change and moderate, such that almost every country in Europe has a ban or heavy restrictions starting around 14 weeks to 20 weeks. You think that's what the United States will look like, but the problem is we can't just go back to 1973 and go through that same political evolution that they through. And so the question is, what will ours look like 50 years later? As you said, we're certainly going to start with a patchwork of laws. And I think the extreme versions on either side of that will end up getting sort of lopped off. But instead of coalescing around that middle ground, it's very possible that United States with still quite a patchwork, even with those extremes lopped off.
I look at this and it's going state by state. And for years, you might have been able to say, okay, abortion's on the ballot, but it was never really true. Now it, you know, maybe is more than it ever really was before. And so often over the last week, we've heard about, you know, overwhelming majority of Americans supporting Roe v. Wade. And I guess we're going to find out if that's true, right? Because if that's true, that would result in some big time changes around the country when you look at some of these laws.
So it's a problem with the polling. When you ask people whether they support Roe v. Wade, you're not really asking a very specific question. You need to ask the next question. What do you think Roe v. Wade means? What most people are answering in that question is status quo. They just don't want to mess with it now. Roe v. Wade is fine. The situation is fine in the country to abortion. But that's what we have now. And now we have some states that allow abortion up until, you know, 40 weeks, up until a baby is born. And then you're going to have some states that potentially could go so far as to ban fertility treatments, for instance. So, you know, we've seen this actually play out in guns, because you're right, by the way. Abortion has never literally been on the ballot because Roe v. Wade has been there stopping either side from really being able to move anywhere on the abortion question. But on guns, what we've seen is that the polling isn't very indicative of where people actually are. So if you poll people and ask about expanded background checks, 80-90% will say they support expanded background checks. But when actual ballot referendums have been on the ballot in blue states like California, Nevada, places like that, they don't do very well. In fact, they usually do about 30 points worse than they had done in those polls, telling us that the polls aren't really asking what we think or that people aren't answering what they actually believe. Either way, I think you're going to see something similar happen with abortion. You know, when Gallup came out with their headline that more people identified as pro-choice than ever in the country's history since Gallup has been asking, that is true. But when you dig into the numbers, it was almost entirely among Democrats, meaning that's not really going to change the outcome of, you know, races and potentially even ballot measures, because those people were already voting on the pro-choice side.
Interesting. Sarah, thank you for the time.
You bet.
Sarah Isker, political analyst here on WBEN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.